With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Campaigning in North Carolina, Donald Trump says Iran's president is in the United States right now at the UN General Assembly.
We have large security forces guarding him, and yet they're threatening our former president and the leading candidate to become the next president of the United States. Certainly a strange set of circumstances.
He also added that Kamala Harris has absolutely zero credibility when speaking about the southern border.
After almost 4 years, border czar Kamala Harris has reportedly decided that for political reasons, that it's finally time for her to visit the southern border. So she, think of it, she was the border czar. For almost 4 years, she's never been there. She went to one little area, but it was, I'd like to go there, too, with our great First Lady and have a nice lunch.
Also at SRNnews.com, Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz says the United States has fallen far behind the competition when it comes to building ships.
We've got to start building ships again.
Congressman Waltz says that's why he's co-sponsoring the Ships for America Act, something he says
would really revitalize American shipbuilding. We've gone from 300 shipyards to 20. The Chinese last year built 1,500 ships. We built five.
Congressman Waltz and Democrat Senator Mark Kelly plan to introduce their bipartisan bill after the November election. Bob Agner reporting.
Federal judge approving a $600 million class action settlement involving last year's derailment in Ohio. Attorneys for the residents of a small town and a railroad spokesman say the judge approved it despite objections from a few residents who questioned the deal. Most residents support it. The approval now clears the way for payments to start going out later this year. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Iowa.
An administrative law judge has rejected a petition by some residents of Marion to revoke the tax-exempt status of properties owned by Calvary Chapel. The church was represented by Liberty Council, and spokesman Matt Staver says the church was challenged only after its pastor expressed condemnation for the LGBT agenda. Judge Jonathan Gallagher cited Iowa's Religious Freedom Restoration Act in delivering his ruling for the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study finds the number of women charged with crimes related to their pregnancies jumped in the year after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Advocacy group Pregnancy Justice found most charges had nothing to do with the new state abortion bans. Instead, most of the cases concern child abuse, neglect, or endangerment in which the unborn baby was listed as the victim. This is SRN News. Google filing another complaint with the European Commission about what it says are anti-competitive practices by one of its biggest competitors, Microsoft.
Google says Microsoft are locking their customers into using Microsoft's own cloud computing product Azure rather than allowing them to easily use other providers. This, Google says, is costing businesses around $1.1 billion a year. Today's complaint in Europe follows a major court case in the US where Google was found to illegally monopolize the online search market. One of the people to testify against Google in that case was the CEO of Microsoft. The European Commission has told the BBC it will assess today's complaint.
And a BBC correspondent, Graham Fraser, reporting from London. Wall Street numbers for today. Dow Industrials off 293 points. S&P down 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.